Good day, everybody. Good morning. How are you? It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. I talked about the unexpected yesterday. I'm going to continue talking about it just a little bit longer. What do you do when the unexpected is unfolding? It's happening right here, right now. Now, this is, I'm talking about everything. Any situation that you're not expecting, what do you do? First off, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult, but you have got to remain calm. You have got to show a cool, calm, level head. You've got to. Because when your subordinates, your followers, the people that look up to you see that you've lost yours, that's it. They've lost theirs at that point. Because if they don't have a leadership that they can turn to, and it's going to remain calm, cool, collected, level-headed, what do they have? What are they going to be able to bring? Now, you might get lucky, and a new leader might step up at that moment. A new leader might come from that crowd. Let them. Let them. If you can't handle it, you're not up to it, what can you do? You let them step up, and you let them handle it. Now remember, just because you have a title, you have a position, doesn't necessarily mean you're ready for the unexpected. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. That's why it's called the unexpected. And you've got no control over what is happening at that moment. You've got to either let it play itself out, or if there is a way to stop it, you stop it, you defuse the situation immediately. Then look to the fallout. See what's going on. See who needs assistance, who needs help. What's going on? Is there lack of information at one spot? Too much information in another? Again, this applies to any situation, business situation, situation in the workplace, the school, at home, anywhere. Anywhere that something just unexpectedly happens, you have to be prepared to just let it unfold. It's when you can intervene, the moment you can intervene, if it means that your servers are being attacked by denial of service, first thing I would do is pull the plug. I wouldn't sit around looking to see, well, who's hacking us while it's propagating through your network. You pull the plug. You pull the plug, and then afterwards you figure out what's going on. Someone unexpectedly sends you an order for 1 million units and all you can produce is 100,000 units a year. You pull the plug. You figure out why you're getting that order for 1 million units, and then you start figuring out how you can address it. An employee or a group of employees unexpectedly, no indication anything was wrong, quit. Now you're out of workers. You're out of people that can do the job, that can create those 100,000 widgets. What do? You deal with the fallout. You figure out what you can do to get yourself ramped up, back up and running as soon as possible. And who knows, it might be a leader from within that says, you know what, here's how we solve this problem. Let them bring them to the table. But let it occur. Intervene when you can, when it's absolutely necessary, when you're able to intervene, and then you go from there. That's how you go beyond the grind. That's how you go beyond the hustle. Don't just sit there with your head in the sand, hoping everything will go away. Don't start passing the buck. But first of all, evaluate yourself and know that if you're not ready to deal with it, you are not ready to deal with it. But you know what you can do is make today better than yesterday.